Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy Drive. Smart, fun radio.
Warren, I don't know about you, but in my weekly shop, I always have a bunch of bananas.
Me too. I have a banana a day.
Yeah, me too.
Is there a saying for that?
There isn't, but there should be. There really should be.
In my smoothie.
Absolutely.
Do you like your bananas sort of really, really ripe, or do you like them, you know, almost a little bit green?
I would prefer in the middle. I'm the Goldilocks of banana. But look, banana prices are at the best that they've ever been. But despite this, a bunch of labour shortages alone are leading to an estimated $40 million worth of bananas being left to rot. Well, what's going on? Joining us to tell us more is Australian banana grower Paul Inderbitson. Paul, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hey, g'day guys. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit more about the current banana market and the fresh produce industry?
Yeah, look, we're in an interesting situation where the major growing regions have not had any dramas whatsoever in the last few months. And yeah, we just have a beautiful, plentiful supply coming out of the farms, and that supply is really not being met at the demand end. So yeah, it's a bit of a situation where we're just really appealing to all people to get into the produce area. And although your eyebrows might hit the ceiling when you see a few other different products and whatnot in that produce area, I can guarantee you, if you trot over to the banana section, you will definitely see value for money. And it's something that the bananas will not, you know, break the bank.
Definitely not. And you know what, they're cheaper in a smoothie than buying frozen berries, Paul.
100%. Buying fresh produce, and then if it does get a little bit old because you don't get to it, bang it in the freezer and hello, there's your smoothie ingredient, eh?
Definitely. Yes. I was up in Cairns a couple of weeks ago and we were driving around and I noticed some of the banana farms up there and there were plastic bags covering the bananas. What do they do? What's that for?
So the plastic is used on the bunches to protect the fruit from the wind, the rain, the elements and all that sort of thing. It also creates its own little microclimate in there, which gets the bananas really giggling, keeps that humidity in there, which they love, and just helps that banana mature and fruit mature up.
Paul, how important is it for us to buy local produce and to support local banana growers like yourself?
Well, that's just it, isn't it? All bananas, no matter where you shop, no matter who your grocer is, you can be guaranteed that the bananas in there are 100% Australian grown. So, yeah, it just comes down to, you know, Aussies backing Aussies. And it's great to get behind that sort of thing and support each other like that.
Paul, do you like bananas or are you sick of them?
Look, I'm not sick of them yet. I'm still eating my 1 to 3 a day, depending on if I'm on the move. I'll just pack a couple extra and you know, they got that great, like, natural compostable packaging on them. So you just whip that off and toss it in the compost or the bin or at an animal or something that's being a pest, whatever you like to do with them, I don't mind. And you can eat them just on the go like that, or as you said, like smoothies or the old banana bread. That's a bit of an old cracker, but it's a goodie. And something I've gotten into, which is elevates the old banana sandwich, is a banana and chocolate jaffle.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Paul, amazing.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Paul, the most important question, when we buy our bananas, what's the best way to store them? Because, I mean, I know if you put them in the fridge, they lose their flavour and go horrible. What's the best way to store them and prolong the life of your bananas?
Just put them out of the sun, just in a cool area, like your kitchen bench generally should be pretty right, well ventilated, just on the table in a fruit bowl, and that should be fine. Definitely don't bang them in the fridge because... Yeah, they darken up pretty quick, yeah.
But they will keep in the freezer. You mentioned that earlier as well. So if they do over-ripen...
Like if they go too far, like if little Goldilocks doesn't like it because it's not quite right, but then 2 days later you miss that window and it's a little bit too far gone, don't throw it in the bin, just put it in the freezer. Peel the skin off, put it in the freezer and she will be good to go for your smoothie.
Paul, these are amazing facts. If people want to find out more, where can we head?
Look, there's all sorts of unreal recipes on australianbananas.com.au. Jump on there, have a good look around. I'm sure you'll be able to find all sorts of things on Bookface and Rara. So get on there and have a look around. And, you might even find some recipes on green bananas and how to use them to lose weight. So that's been in sort of interesting space that I haven't got there yet. I'm still in the old comfort kilos with the old chocolate and banana jaffles.
Well, they sound incredible. So fair enough, Paul. Thank you so much.
It's an after-winter thing, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much. See ya.
Thanks. That's Paul Indervitsen, Australian banana grower. And you can head to australianbananas.com.au for more info.
Joy Drive. We ask the questions so you don't have to.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.